Good evening and welcome to Electric Lady Studios here in New York City on West 8th Street. This legendary studio, you still get the vibe of what was going on here when it opened its doors back in 1970. Electric Lady Studios was opened for and by Jimi Hendrix. He didn't get a chance to really record here all that much, just a matter of weeks. But the vibe is definitely still alive, and it is going to be rocking tonight with one of the great bands. We've been waiting for a night like tonight to say that they're back. Talking about the Jayhawks, they've been... I've had a home, yeah. Let's hear it for them. The Jayhawks have had a home at WFUV for virtually their entire run. And I'm Darren DeVivo from WFUV, and we have an audience of, 30 or 40 hardcore fans here for a very special evening as we celebrate the release of The Return of the Jayhawks, a new album called Mockingbird Time. And I would like to... ask you for another warm round of applause, those of you listening to us on the radio. It's great to have them back, the Jayhawks.
Thank you very much. We're going to play another song off our new album. It just came out, called Mockingbird Time, and this song is it's called Tiny Arrows. It's a bit of a musical odyssey, in a sense, and let's take you on a trip through this number here. And as soon as Gary's ready, I'm
stretching it out.
Here we go.
Rocks and houses,
Now we're going to play a golden oldie from our mysterious past, Hollywood Town Hall record song.
That feedback going to be a problem? Are we going to have to redo that or not?
I said, quit playing Tomorrow the Green Grass. Play something off Hollywood Town Hall, so...
Yeah.
And for our fourth song, we're going to do a song off the new record. It's called Closer to Your Side, and we've worked up some background singing parts with Tim O'Regan and Karen Grotberg. So we hope you enjoy this here.
And while we're at it, this is Mark Perlman back here. I hope I'm not blocking the view, the beautiful view, but here we go.
Jayhawks here at Electric Lady Studios and live on WFUV. And guys, it goes without saying, we're absolutely thrilled that you're back. And Mockingbird Time, this new album is special for more than one reason. Number one, the band is back because the Jayhawks were inactive, for the past 8 years, I guess. Last album came out in 2003. And of course, Mark Olson's back in the fold and Karen Grotberg back here. And it's like, you know, what, a decade, give or take, hasn't even gone by. And the sound of these songs, it's like you guys never left. But what I want to ask you is, first of all, how easy was it to get back into the vibe of being the Jayhawks once again after not doing it for so many years?
Well, I don't think it was particularly difficult, you know. We soldiered on until 2005, and but at the, in the meantime, Mark Olson and I had been working since 2001, off and on with acoustic tours, and eventually made Ready for the Flood, the duo record. And so we were kind of, it's not like we hadn't seen each other, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think the secret to the success of this record was the fact that we were playing. We were out playing shows and actively thinking about writing songs and writing songs and just involved in music on all four gears.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a case of a breakup where it was an ugly breakup or everybody kind of amicably stepped aside. And
no, I think that it was just one of those things where people had other things to do as far as like, you know, there's music in a person's life and it becomes all-encompassing when you're in a band. And if you don't step out and try to do some other things, then, you know, you just have this one view of life. So that's what it was all about.
Did the Ready for the Flood album help kind of the transition of using that name,
well,
Jayhawks,
it,
again?
It helped with Gary and I in our singing together because we sat there. We went to Australia, Europe, and America, and we played every night singing together, and it was fantastic, you know, just going, we mostly focused on that tour, much to the chagrin of the audience. We played all these new songs we had written, and we kind of were like laying off the Jayhawks stuff, sort of out of the fact that the Jayhawks sound like the Jayhawks. So when we were playing together, we're doing this new stuff, but we got from the audience, Gary, if you want to chime in here.
Yeah, it was like, great show, I love the show, when's the band getting back together? When's the band getting back together? And we're like, we read you loud and clear. And, you know, I think we felt it too. And then we did some reunion. I hate that word. But we played a reunion show in Spain. Some friends of ours there had been begging for years, please, tomorrow the Green Grass lineup. So we went and played this crazy festival. I don't know, is that the one with the Sex Pistols? And it was just a crazy lineup, Sex Pistols, Ray Davies. And,
Los Lobos.
It was the Lemonheads. Yeah, it was really...
The guys in Los Lobos were so cool, you know, to us. They came up and they said, you know, we really like you, and now we're listening to the songs, and you guys have always have this one weird part. What is that weird part?
We're not telling you. So then, you know, so that was was another step. And then the reissues came about. You know, I was really working on a Golden Smog best of with the other band members and things, and I thought, my God, you know, there's nothing like this for the Jayhawks. So I actually called Rick Rubin up, and Rick was very open to it and was encouraging, and so we got to work, and the reissues have started, and they'll go all the way through Rainy Day Music. And, you know, and the first record came out, so it was a really good time for us. We got together and played, and then we just realized how much we enjoyed playing together again.
Right. I mean, for those who aren't aware, last year, the anthology, I guess it was last year, came out, the retrospective. And then at the beginning of this year, I guess you could say the two key Jayhawks albums, Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass, were reissued. And then you did do some shows. I know here in New York City you played some shows in the winter where you did those albums in its entirety, leading up to where we are right now. When the band went on its break in the mid-90s, did you know that eventually, when the time was right and the schedules agreed, you would be playing its Jayhawks again?
Oh, well, once Mark left, there was a real kind of, you know, obviously we were all kind of mixed up, crazy, what are we going to do, you know, and then we decided we were going to continue on and just see what happened. And but there was not a real huge break. Because that's just kind of what we do, you know. We just make music, and then. But in 2005, there was a definite, you know, let's sell the gear, get rid of the practice space. That's when you know the band's kind of over. It's like when you don't have that clubhouse or the gear and things to, you know, the place to run to. So that really felt like the end.
For those not that aware of the Jayhawks' history, Mark Perlman on bass and. Gary Louris have pretty much been in the Jayhawks from the beginning.
Technically, I missed the first 2 weeks. So actually, Perlman is the longest standing member
of the Jayhawks.
And it was around the time, I think, that Mark, when you left, that Tim and Karen kind of came into the picture right before you left, at least.
Karen was on for two albums, that I was on, okay, on the tour with. Right. So that was, and then I toured with Tim.
Mm-hmm. And the Jayhawks kind of had a Spinal Tap thing going in that you went through a lot of drummers before Tim came in.
Tim was the final.
And hopefully,
we call
did any of the
four
past ones spontaneously combust, though? Is, you know.
Oh, reliable number four.
We had some, number four, yeah.
We had some nice guys who were drummers and actually some really excellent musicians. It was, again, just one of those things where their life kind of went off in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, it's I think all is well in the world again because you guys are back and you really have been missed. And this new record, Mockingbird Time, stands up with the best of what you've done, I think, and it's like you've never been away. So let's, enough of my yakking, let's hand it more Spinal Tap references.
Yeah.
Let's hand it back to the Jayhawks on WFUV at beautiful Electric Lady Studios.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to do another old song for you. It's not that old, but it's called Take Me With You When You Go.
Here's another song off the new album. It starts off the new album called Hide Your Colors.
Thank you.
the Jayhawks, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for the Jayhawks. Mark Olson, Gary Louris, Mark Perlman, Tim O'Regan, Karen Grotberg, the Jayhawks. Coming to you from Electric Lady Studio here in New York City. You want to hear one more? Just for you.
If you're gluttons for punishment, we'll do one new one and one old one, and then we'll leave you be.
I live in a house on the sunny road.
keep it.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
That was the Jayhawks.
You've been listening to an FUV live performance from Electric Lady Studios in New York City.